Welcome to the 281st episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Rutherford. Stay tuned for my interview with the young authors Francis Booker and Michael Ragusa, co-authors of the book Stand the Hooded, Book One. Stay tuned for the interview. Well, welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guests today are Francis Booker and Michael Ragusa, co-authors of Stand the Hooded, Book One. Francis and Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Sure. If someone listening hasn't heard about Stand the Hooded, Book One yet, how would you describe the novel?
Yeah, so it is a young adult fantasy novel that takes place in the fictional kingdom of Ragostia. It takes place from the perspective of Damon Red, who is the younger brother of the kingdom's hero and champion. And he's always trapped in his older brother's shadow. Until one night when his older brother betrays the kingdom and tries to kill the king. And suddenly Damon is thrown into this new world where he's not sure why his brother would betray the kingdom. And he's trying to restore his reputation while trying to solve the mystery along the way.
And so, do you remember the original idea that led you to write the novel?
Yeah, so what we actually did, we actually had, we always kind of considered writing a book together, and we had this basic kind of plot structure going back a few years back that we've kind of edited and came back to a number of times, and eventually, we came to the finished product, which is the book that we ended up publishing. And it took quite a few kind of rough drafts, and we kind of left it and came back to it a number of times to try to get the right ideas in place. And we just really liked the idea of having a kid who really wasn't even a main character, a kid that was kind of a normal kid in this kingdom, become thrown into this mix of having to find out why his brother would do such a thing and really try to figure out where he falls into place in the situation.
Great. So what are your earliest memories of reading and books?
Yeah, so I have been reading and writing pretty much as long as I can remember. I think I started writing for the first time when I was about 7 years old, and I've been just doing it ever since then. Back to when I was drawing little storybooks on printer paper. And reading is also something that I've always loved. And I've always kind of looking for new stories. And I think that stories are really such a fundamental thing that it's always been really important to me. And I think writing and novels is a medium that really gets at what stories are about.
And I really didn't start writing until I met Francis and we decided that we wanted to write a book together. And reading wise, I'd always read Mike Lupica books, the sports books or stuff like that. But writing never even really occurred to me until I met Francis and we started considering ideas for a book we wanted to write. And ever since then, I've been very hooked on the idea.
And so what was your writing process for your novel? Did you trade drafts of the novel? Were you in the same room while one person was writing? Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, so it was actually pretty interesting. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say I'll let you do that one because I know you like to talk about that.
Sure. No. So anyway, so what we did is that originally we had, when we were first writing, I guess you considered the really rough draft of this book, going back a few years ago, we had, we actually would take turns writing a chapter each. And that ended up not really working out because of our writing styles. It was just the way we wrote the plot and everything were pretty different. So what we eventually did is we came back to it a year, 2 years later, maybe. And what ended up is Francis actually wrote the manuscript of the book. And when we built the book together and we'd have an idea, we'd hash it out, and then he would put pen to paper or he would type it up. But yeah, it started off as us writing individually, and then he ended up typing up the whole manuscript, and we kind of just built the book together with it.
Great. Well, are you writing book two of The Hooded now?
We are. It's still being drafted at the moment. Things have gotten a little bit pushed back and pushed around with various personal and professional projects that we've been having. Right now, it is tentatively scheduled to release sometime around the end of the year or early 2021.
Great. So what books or writers do you both enjoy reading?
For me, I've always been really inspired by Tolkien, both as far as his writing and as far as his personal life, because just the genius that he writes with and the way that he was really able to redefine and reinvent a genre has always been a huge inspiration for me.
And writers that I'm more into, or books at least, is I used to read a lot of like Mike Lupica, which are this, you know, the Swell Out of Sports books. I was very into that. But more recently, I've been reading, and I'm more into nonfiction. I love anything that has to do with history and any story books about history from a certain number of years back. I'm very much into that. I'm reading Alone right now, which is by Michael Korda. It's about World War II, and I'm very into nonfiction. Fiction all does hold a place in my heart, especially considering this is a fiction book, and I very much love a lot of fiction books that I've dabbled into in the past. But as of right now, my personal preference to read is a lot of nonfiction.
Sure. So what was the publishing process like for you two as you published your novel on the Amazon Kindle?
Yeah, so that was really interesting for us because neither one of us
had any
prior publishing knowledge. So trying to learn a lot of that on the fly was really an interesting experience. Once we had a lot of the basics down and we were able to try and nail down, you know, formatting and the cover and all those other kind of more technical requirements, it was really an interesting process to see the different abilities that we were able to use when it came to self-publishing.
Yeah, and when you do it, when you actually end up self-publishing it, there's so many things that you have to do that you don't realize that we had to just kind of learn along the way and just pick up and roll with it, which was pretty interesting to do.
And so what are you doing to market the novel and get the word out?
Yeah, so we have a lot of kind of ongoing marketing projects. We've done some speaking events, and we're planning on doing some more in the future at different colleges and universities, as well as bookstores. As far as our kind of more digital presence is, we have our website, underthehood.net, where we have kind of background information about the book. We have a couple additional short stories that take place in the same world that are all free on the website. We also run a YouTube channel called Under the Hooded, where we talk about some of the behind the scenes of the book. We also do some games and kind of some comedy routines on there as well to kind of build some of that base. We're also currently running a contest, the Under the Hooded Monster Contest, that takes monster hunting short stories. That contest is running until the end of August. Am I forgetting anything, Michael?
No, that's all we have. You have Twitter as well, too.
Yes.
Yep. Which is Francis's Twitter. And we have, and all the information we have to either the YouTube channel or the website is linked on both our website and YouTube. So if you need any information for both, you could find them both there. But yeah, that's kind of how we're digitally marketing our social media presence, stuff like that.
Sure. So what writing advice would you offer for listeners who are writing their own stories and novels?
Yeah, I love this question because I really do feel like we learned a lot along the way. The biggest advice that I can give for writing and kind of I think for life in general is be prepared to fail. Because I think really success is built on the shoulders of a lot of failure. And that failure is kind of an inevitable thing in any process. And the important thing isn't so much to avoid failure as much as it is to grow and learn from your failure. I think that is kind of the biggest thing, to learn how to pick yourself back up again after failure.
We'll get back to the interview in just a moment. We wanted to suggest that you expand your reading and consider adding an author of color to your to-be-read list. One author to consider is Maurice Broaddus. Maurice's fiction has been published in Isimov Science Fiction, Cemetery Dance, Apex Magazine, Black Static, and Weird Tales. His Knights of Breton Court trilogy was published by Angry Robot, and his steampunk novella Buffalo Soldier was released in 2017 by Tor Publishing. The New York Times Book Review described Buffalo Soldier as an exciting story packed with alternate American history, fantastic technology, and father-son bonding. So consider adding Maurice Broaddus to your to-be-read pile today. And now back to the interview. And so along those lines, what do you think provided the spark for you guys to actually write the novel? I mean, you guys are younger. A lot of people might say, oh, you know, that'd be interesting. We should write a novel, but then they never do it. Why do you think you kind of made the decision and went ahead and followed through and actually published?
Well, it's actually, this is not our first actual attempt. This is our first actual published book, but we actually starting back, I mean, when we were both maybe sophomores in high school, going back maybe 7 years ago or so, we tried to write a book then, and then we kind of came back and forth to let's write a book, and then college came along and we kind of didn't have time for it, and so it took a while to actually get the actual idea we wanted, and then the actual publishing of it. It took, you know, a good few years before we actually had that down. Didn't even really consider writing a book until I met Francis, and he was so into it, and he kind of explained to me the whole process of it, and then I really got into it as well. But it took a while. I mean, we went through a lot of different plot ideas, a lot of different changes. It took a couple of years, but we were very much into this specific plot point, this story, and that we liked so much that we came back to it after all these years, and we had to do it.
Yeah, I would say. It's funny that you say, you know, kind of we stuck with it, because really a lot of it was us starting and then stopping and starting and then stopping.
A lot of that.
I think if that is something that people are interested in, because I definitely know a lot of people who have said, you know, I want to do this, and they are afraid to kind of get started. I think you have to just dive in and get started. And if you fail, if you falter, if you throw it away for a little while, I think it's all part of the process.
So what novels or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed and that you would recommend?
I think, Michael, you were just reading a book that you were telling me you really liked, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nonfiction, yeah. So the one I'm currently almost done with is it's by Michael Korda. It's called Alone. It's about the Battle of Britain and Dunkirk of World War II. I'm very much into the World War II kind of late, or early 20th century, I guess you'd say late 19th century era. I'm very much into that sort of nonfiction era. I plan to read Michael Korda's next book, which is more specifically about the Battle of Britain after I finish this one. This is kind of the precursor one. The name of the next book is blanking me, but those are two I'm very into right now, and I like his work as an author. And Francis, you're more into fiction. I don't know if you really read too much nonfiction. You're more into kind of what we wrote, correct? Well, that's kind of like more, yeah.
Recently, I've been actually reading a little bit of nonfiction as well.
Oh, okay.
I've been reading a little bit about medical history and just kind of these like illustrated histories of medicine. Mm-hmm. Kind of going back into ancient times has kind of actually been something I've been doing recently.
Okay, cool.
Great. Well, what's the best place for people to find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels?
Our website is probably the best place, www.underthehood.net. It's got links to all the kind of things that we've been working on. Also, our YouTube channel has the similar links under the hooded. or my Twitter at FrancisBooker33.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Francis Booker and Michael Ragusa, co-authors of Stand the Hooded, Book One. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Francis and Michael, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We really do appreciate it.
If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to get more books into your busy life. Listen to audiobooks during your commute, while doing chores, walking the dog, or just relaxing at home. All you need is a smartphone and the free Libro.fm app. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen to next, check out recommendations and curated lists from people who know audiobooks best, your local bookseller. Reading and Writing Podcast special offer, get two audiobooks for the price of one with your first month of membership with code RWPODCAST. That's code RWPODCAST for two audiobooks for the price of one for your first month of membership at Libro.fm.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.